Well, welcome back to the Coach Paul Thomas Show. This is Jay Nauer along with Coach Paul Thomas. And, Coach, looking at the game last week, the Blue Jays made some big plays, and so did Penny last week. And just kind of looking at it, the Blue Jays show that they were capable both on defense and offense of making some big plays. It's just that Penny just seemed to make more of them, and it was an exciting game to watch. And, Coach, what's your thoughts on the game?
Well, I tell you, I thought the kids played really hard, and you're exactly right. It's a game of big plays, and probably the biggest play of the game I thought was down on the goal line when we had a chance to score and weren't unbalanced, and you know, we just don't make the block, and kid comes through the line and hits Braden, and you know, he pops it up in the air and they get the ball on about the 40-yard line after hitting Braden. And you know, we just don't make the block there. And if we do, we walk in and, you know, we're in unbalanced. And a lot of people probably don't know that we're in unbalanced. But,
yeah,
you know, I mean, they still don't know we're in unbalanced. Penny doesn't, you know. And
yeah,
I'm telling you, it was wide open for us all night. We just don't block there. And that's a 14-point swing because they go down and score.
Sure.
So, exactly, you know, to me, that's the big play in the game. You know, the other plays, you know, that happened, you know, that's irrelevant, really. That was the play of the game to me. And, you know, I thought our kids played really hard and battled the whole night. So proud of them that way.
You know, a play I remember and probably won't forget for this season is your defensive play where you were able to strip the player of the ball and Mace Montez took it all the way down to, I believe it was a 7-yard line or so, and I think on the next play you scored, and that was quite the defensive effort there to get a turnover.
We work on takeaways every Tuesday, and, you know, people probably don't know that, but, I mean, that's a fundamental thing that you can work on, and we work on that every Tuesday. We call it Takeaway Tuesday, and, you know, Mason did a great job there and stripping the ball and running the other way, so a big play.
Also making a few plays, I think offensive plays there on offense too, Coach. It's just a matter of, like you said, it's just the opportunities to punch it in just didn't occur as often for sure.
Exactly. Most definitely. You know, so stuff we got to work on.
You bet, Coach. And coming up, you got Mid-Buchanan Dragons coming in here to town. Wow, what a year they're having. Coming in here at 6-1 and many people have got them among the elite right now going on in the KCI. And, of course, in district, they're leading the district here right now, Coach. And certainly they certainly have built a pretty good football team here over the recent years. And, Coach, what do you expect out of this Mid-Buchanan team?
Well, I tell you, you know, Coach Fritz over there has done a great job. You know, they've got a quarterback that's started since he was a freshman and, you know, done a really good job. And, you know, defensive coordinator Jake, the Belichick rump over there, he does a good job too. So, you know, they've really done a great job, and you know, they're going to spread us out and they're going to run the football. They like to run it, but they also pass it. So, you know, but they're going to spread you out, and they do a great job. And then on defense, they play a 3-3, and you know, just do a really good job.
You bet, Coach. And you know, looking forward to this is the last scheduled home game. I'm assuming it's senior night for the West Platte Blue Jays.
Yeah, it really is. You know, and our seniors have done a good job. Got some guys that didn't play till this year, and you know, we're glad they played, and you know, be a good night to honor them and play hard for them.
All right. Well, tell you what, that wraps up the last week's game and what we see coming up for next week. We'll talk about the conference and district standings right after the break. We'll be right back.
The Shane Barty Law Offices, located in downtown Weston, Missouri, is the place to go for your legal needs, specializing in estate planning, elder care, probate, and real estate attorney needs. For the best representation by attorney, it's to your best interest to turn to the Shane Barty Law Offices located at 421 Main Street, West of Missouri, or give them a call for an appointment at 816-386-4025.
At Big Buck Supply Company, they have an approach that supplies the landowner and hunter with food plot blends, feeders, mineral supplements, and blinds to enhance your hunting experience. Big Buck Supply Company's goal is to provide you with our proven products needed to manage your hunting area to create a healthier deer herd and hunting experience. Check out their products online at BigBucksSupply.com or give Chris Hyatt a call at 816-914-5972 and ask for an appointment to visit Big Bucks Supply Showroom in Weston, Missouri.
Reese Nichols, Weston Bend, provides a remarkable home buying and selling experience. If you're looking for residential, urban, rural properties, or historic homes in the West Platte area, you need to contact the good people at Reese Nichols, Weston Bend for the best personal service that you deserve. Do yourself a favor and give them a call at 816-640-2600 or check out their website at reesenichols.com/Weston. Or better yet, stop by their offices at 18272 Missouri State Highway 45 at Weston. The Tin Kitchen is the top barbecue destination in the West Platte area and has also established itself to be in the top 20 barbecue restaurants in Kansas City. Tin Kitchen's menu features pecan wood smoked meats straight from the pit, slow smoke for up to 16 hours. It features pulled pork, brisket, chicken, and award-winning barbecue ribs. Stop by the Tin Kitchen at 509 Main Street in Weston, Missouri for a fantastic barbecue dining experience or check out their catering menu at www.tin-kitchen.com or call them at 816-640-0100.
Well, welcome back to part two of the Coach Paul Thomas Show and just kind of breaking conference and district standings here. And some things that I think are kind of unique here. Looking at the conference standings, I don't think we're seeing any real big surprises really at this point. Lathrop coming in 5-0 this coming into this Friday's game. And we've talked an awful lot about Lathrop and how good they appear to be, especially in Class 2. Mid-Buchanan 4-1, playing them tomorrow night. Lawson at 4-1. They're only lost to Lathrop as far as a conference. Penny at 3-2, playing them last week. East Buchanan at 2-3, Plattsburgh at 1-4, North Platte at 1-4, West Platte at 0-5. And Coach, I don't think, as far as Lathrop, and of course, Mid-Buchanan lost in those three. Other than that, I think it's a pretty decent battle, and I think we see a lot of parity in teams, through the 5 through the 8 slot.
Yeah, there really is, and not much difference, So, it's just who plays better on a Friday night, and, those three at the top have kind of separated themselves.
A district is interesting to me. Of course, Mid-Buchanan 6-1 with 45 points. Of course, they're playing West Platte tomorrow night. No surprises there. They got a lead of a little over 10 points over Penny, who we played last week. They're 4-3. And then the parity thing, which we talk about, really occurs from team 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 3 to 9, so to speak, or 3 to 8, excuse me, so to speak. And you got Plattsburgh coming out 3-4 at 32.69. And East Buchanan at 3-4, they've got 32.07 points. North Platte at 1-6, 21.67 points, which they've got the same amount of points as West Platte, 21.67 points, with identical records. Of course, North Platte does have maybe a little advantage over West Platte in defeating West Platte. Maysville at 1-6, and Polo playing Trenton, who's also winless as well. So something's got to give there. But Coach, a one or two here toward the final stage of the season could mean a lot in this district race.
Yeah, it really could. And, the way we've kind of been looking at it, we win one here and it's going to be, it'll move us up a lot and win next week and it's even going to move us up more. So, we're excited about our chances and, our opportunities.
And Coach, I know we talked about when you played Lone Jack as a class, as a higher class school. And also, too, just looking at South Harrison, I believe I just looked at, they're undefeated so far this season, too. And certainly a win here or there right now could mean a lot for you guys in district. And certainly you just keep battling. Good things will happen if you keep battling. Isn't that right, Coach?
That's exactly right. And we've had a pretty good week of practice. And, it's cooling down. And, our kids are still fighting. So, we had a pretty good week of practice, and we're excited about tomorrow night.
Great. So are we. We're looking forward to covering from Rudolph Eskridge Stadium, Joe Collison Field. We'll have senior night tomorrow night. Coach, thanks again for joining us tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Jay, everything you do.